We're going to start our guided relaxation, first of all, by just making sure we're comfortable, letting this be a self-care and compassion practice. So notice where you are right now. If you're lying on a yoga mat on the floor, do you need some pillows under your knees? Same can be said if you're lying in bed. And just take that moment, or two or three, to make sure you're feeling comfortable. And when you find that you are comfortable, we're going to practice in Shavasana. This is one of the most important poses in yoga, because this is where the healing benefits of yoga settle into the mind, body, and spirit. And if you haven't done a yoga practice today, that's okay. We're going to do some breathing. And the breath work is said to bring in life force energy, prana, the same way that the poses are. So this can enhance a practice you've already done. And this in and of itself, although it is not asana, posture practice, brings in life force and helps reduce stress. So what we're going to do in Shavasana is deep three-part breath. Now, even though this is a lying down pose and we've checked in about comfort, we do want to check in also about alignment. So we want to make sure that the nose, chin, chest are all in alignment. So you're not crooked off to one side. If you deeply relax later on and you want to curl up into a pose lying on your side or just fall into sleep, that's okay. But to start, let's make sure we have nice lengthened spine and the neck is not twisting in one direction or the other. Okay? So just check in and find your Shavasana, nose, chin, and breastbone in alignment. And start to feel the body sinking into the earth, feeling the support of the surface below you, whether it's the ground, the yoga mat, or your mattress, whatever it is. Good. And just feel yourself in Shavasana as we start to work with the breath itself. Now just notice, as the relaxation may deepen, sometimes the tension will sneak in. And that's totally okay. Just be mindful of that and see if you can allow relaxation to move in just as much. That's the challenge. So we're going to start deepening our breath. Feeling on a nice deep inhalation with the mouth closed if you can. Belly expanding outwards, and you can even put your hand on the belly region and just feel that cue for how the breath is deepening. Try to keep the jaw relaxed, the face relaxed. Part one of the three-part breath is the belly. Simply letting go on the exhalation. Expanding. And the contraction is letting go. And let that be something we can learn from. Some effort is going into this expansion. What's it like to allow for the opening of the exhalation? Okay. So just having this be a bit of practice for us in letting go. In allowing for ease. And one of your next inhalations, when it feels right, if it feels right, you're going to deeply breathe in through that expanded belly and then out through the mid ribs, letting those expand as well. And they may already have been, but just bringing some awareness there. If you would like to, you can give yourself a little hug so you can feel the ribs expanding out to the side. You don't have to. It's just a cue. And there's no right or wrong. These are just little tools for you. Okay? continuing at your own pace. There's no count here. These are just guidelines for you to work with. Deep belly breath in. Let that feel like a wave. You can almost picture that wave moving through the torso. Keeping that face soft. Seeing if the jaw clenches. Try to let that go. It's a lot. It is a lot. Simply letting go on the exhalation may not always be simple. And allowing for letting go of the tension may not always be simple. But just do what you can. Bringing in health and vitality and inducing the relaxation response, which is the opposite of the fight or flight response, which our busy human minds can keep us in by having fear about things we think about. The experience or the anticipation, if the experience itself may be over or the anticipation of an experience that has not happened yet, can keep us in fight or flight, which can have major, major impacts on our health. And I speak from experience about that. So just letting this breath be a little way to chip at that stress response with the relaxation response. Slow, deep breaths at your own nice pace. And you don't even have to keep a specific pace. You might have slow and fast. But seeing if you can slow it down. Just to let that ease deepen. If you're feeling comfortable with the two parts of the three-part breath, now you can see if you want to expand all the way up to the collarbone, and feel free to put a hand at the collarbone region. So you expand through belly, midribs, and upper chest. That wave moving through to the top of the torso, letting the shoulders relax, simply letting go on the exhalation. Letting go of any perfectionism, just seeing if you can gently set an intention to let relaxation move in. Noticing there can be an asana-like quality to this breathing, because it definitely does involve the physical body and alignment of it. And just honoring that practice today, as yoga brings together mind, body, and spirit in Shavasana. And you can keep engaging that Dirgha Pranayam three-part breath. See what works for you, and now we'll work with visualization. So just having a sense that any difficult experience or emotions or thoughts that you may be having in this moment, or negative thought and emotional experiences that you're aware of you've been having lately, see if you can feel like they absorb below you, to that surface below you. Let that draw those away. Visualization is said to actually affect the energy body in the same way that yoga work does with postures and breathing. So suspend your disbelief if you're not feeling like that makes sense to you. And practice, perhaps for the stress reduction benefits or just the creative side of this. Negative emotions, fear, anger, guilt, shame, grief. Notice that you are not your thoughts and feelings. The mind definitely has an identity crisis and wants to make you think you are these things. They are not you. They are energetic experiences passing through, although they can feel like life or death. Okay, so just see if you can play with letting them flow away from you to the surface below and out. Even if it's a drib or a drab that they go away, some of it leaves. Breathing in health and abundance, courage and gladness, and letting go of stress, physical pains as well, which are sometimes triggering of those emotional pains. Any health issues, feel like you can breathe in love and compassion to the body, particularly any body parts that you may feel resentment towards, or areas of the body that you feel resentment or aversion towards. And just see if you can let ease flow and dis-ease, lack of ease, physical symptoms, be what they are. Body is always in flux. Let them be what they are. These practices teach us that we're not our thoughts or thinking or even our physical experience that our mind attaches thoughts and feelings to. Just play with that visualization, breathing in your own time. And if the mind is feeling agitated as a result of any visualizing, come back to your breath and focus on that. Focus on that. Let that be your meditative point, the wave-like breath moving in and out, no right, no wrong. You are health. You are abundance. You are expansive energy. And if that means nothing to you, what I just said, that's okay. Breathing in, feeling the flow, let that be what you connect to. You can feel that flow, even if it's just a little bit of the breath. Just like you tapped an egg and it made a little bit of a crack. That's enough to break it open. So if you feel overwhelmed, just let that little sense of breath be what gives you a sense of connection, even if it's wee. A wee little breath is definitely flow. Breath deepens, and we'll start to move into progressive relaxation. So feel the feet, right and left, and squeeze the feet, and then let them melt, let the relaxation move in. Have a sense of your lower right leg. Give it a little squeeze, the muscles. Let it go. Let the muscles soften. Left leg, lower leg. Give it a squeeze and let the muscles soften. As we're doing this, letting healing be sent wherever your inner wisdom needs to let it go to. Just let that be the inner wisdom. No overthinking. Squeezing the buttocks region, the thighs. Just for another second, let that go. Let relaxation move in to the tops of the legs, buttocks region, low back, and all those organs at the front of the body, gastrointestinal, reproductive, healing energy and relaxation move in. Toxins, disease, stresses and strains. Breathe through the back body in a way. Feeling the heart center, let that be soft and relaxed. Back of the body melts into the mattress. whatever surface you're on. Soft, soft, soft. Let the neck melt. Let the spine be like a string of pearls, just dangling, no strain, just dangling, settling into rest on the surface. And ease moves from each pearl out into the body, each organ, as relaxation breathes more and more inward with each in-breath, and tension moves away more and more with each out-breath. And coming into a sense of your arms, if you feel like giving your right arm a little squeeze, squeezing the hand, forearm, upper arm, all the way up to the shoulder. Relax. Let the relaxation draw in through the fingers, wrists, and all the way up to the shoulders. We hold so many shoulds in the shoulders. The timeline of my life and my day is buried in my shoulders. See if you can let that go. It's all unfolding as it should. That's the should that can be in our shoulders. Left arm, if it feels right for you, give it a little squeeze. Squeeze the hand, forearm, upper arm, all the way up to the shoulder. And then let that ease into your surface. Relaxation draws in more and more. Tension releases more and more. Good. You're going to make a little prune face. So squeeze your mouth. And then make a squinting face with your eyes, just squeezing your whole face literally like a prune, wrinkling it up. And soften the face. Let the eyes relax. Forehead, jaw, tongue, ears, scalp. Make sure the back of the neck is soft. And just feel where you are. If there's tension, can ease move in without struggle, without efforting? Ease deepening with each in-breath. Notice whatever stillness may be there. Perhaps it's between an inhalation and exhalation, the stillness that is ultimately there under all the mind activity. Even if you catch a glimpse. Let the body melt into the earth, just as if you were lying on a perfectly warm beach, and that warmth could heal and move in wherever that surface supported you. And the healing sun rests gently over the body, warming, healing. Allowing silence to unfold. As deep rest fills the body, mind, and spirit. If you feel ready for rest and continued rest and perhaps sleep, you can continue to feel the body deepening in relaxation as my voice continues. If you are ready to end this session and get up, I will guide that. You can always also turn off the recording. So if you do choose to awaken at this time, feel your fingers and your toes, the periphery of the body, and just gently wiggling those fingers and toes, letting the physical body waken. Then rolling out the ankles and the wrists. If you would like to gently draw the knees into chest, release the low back and further waken the body before rolling onto one side. And feel that transitional pose. Feel that side of the body where it connects to the earth as the mind may jump ahead to ending this Shavasana. See if you can feel where you are. Use that as your anchor. And slowly, gently, you can push up to a seated position, letting that rest, relaxation, and interface with stillness stay with you as the mind and the body become active. Let the spirit retain some of that stillness. And honoring your practice and becoming the witness self, which is not easy. If you would like to, bring one hand up before heart center with your elbow bent, and then bring the other hand to meet in a prayer mudra pose. Namaste. And you can gently say that aloud or internally. Namaste. If you're choosing sleep right now, stay where you are and let the ease continue to deepen.